This is the Lightning Strike. Tonight is Monday, December 26th, the day after Christmas, and the Tampa Bay Lightning are playing the Carolina Hurricanes again. Last time they played them a week ago, ended up losing. But I'm going to get to this quick. Tonight, Tampa was back at home, and they've lost five out of their last six games. And they get LeCavalier back. He was suspended for a game. And also Kubina's back, and Fedotenko's back after their injuries. So I'm already looking at, like, all our people back now. I'm never going to straighten things out, because the last four or five games, they looked horrible, and they were playing extremely poorly. Extremely poorly. But anyways, on to the game. And the game was in Tampa. Like I said, it's a little chilly here. I'm in Orlando. It's about 39 tonight, which is cold for us here in Florida. It's kind of nice. It reminds me of the North. But first period, we ended up getting the first goal. Freddie Modin got his 17th goal, and he's leading the Lightning as well. And I did also want to mention Artukin, big number 76, man. He's been playing like crazy, and I think every time he's out on the ice, it seems like he's always in the play. He's always hitting people. He's always getting shots. And I just wanted to give him some props. And also coming out right in the first, like a little bit toward the end of the first, as you can tell, I'm trying to be a little quiet because people are sleeping here. It's kind of late. Toward the end of the first, we started to do a lot more forechecking. And the forecheck needs to be there. That's what creates turnovers, and that's what creates goals. We need to do the forecheck. So Modin gets a goal. Then they come back right away. They're on the power play, and they end up scoring to tie us again. And shortly thereafter, Carolina had another power play, and frickin' Dave Vanderchuk comes down there, and he gets a shorthanded goal, and it's like a little tap-in. It was awesome. He, like, followed his shot, his rebound. So we're up 2-1 at that point, and then coming right back, like, 2 minutes after that, it's all in the first, they had a power play goal. So they tied up 2-2 at the end of the first. And, I'm like, wow, we came out with intensity. We're playing good. So I'm looking on the bright side, but they're matching everything we're doing for them. So in the second, they end up scoring first. So now they're taking their first lead of the game. And we're on the power play. And this was like a total control power play here, I thought. Usually we only get about 10-15 seconds in the zone, but I think this power play was much control. And turns out that Dave Vanderchuk gets a power play goal. He scores. And that's like his billionth power play goal. Well, he's in the lead. I don't know the exact number right now. And so we're up. We're actually tied. And at three. And then shortly after that, Tim Taylor, he was coming down, he had a deflection, he scored. So now we're up 4-3, going into the third. And in the third, they had a goal from Cole. And if that goal wasn't scored, I was like, oh man, we totally have this. And they tied it up. So it's 4-4 late in the game. Graham had a couple of huge saves. And also we go to overtime. Graham had some huge saves in overtime. So in overtime, they had like a really good possession for like 2 minutes, 4-on-4, and we bust down, and Boyle like gathers the puck, and he goes and he shoots, and like he follows his rebound, and he gets tapped in, and actually it goes off the back of the off the back of their goalie, and it ends up trickling in. So we win in overtime. It was a huge win. The crowd was crazy. I think it was like 20,600, something like that. So we've, like, every single game this year, they've had over 20,000 people watching the game in Tampa. It's good to see. But that's about it. Just wanted to let everybody know that I had a major accident. I ended up breaking my foot yesterday, Christmas night. We were going to go to see King Kong, and it was sold out. Like, through, like, midnight, it was sold out. So we're like, screw that. And we both had to work the next morning anyway. So we go back, and I wanted to skate a little bit. Because Stephanie got me a new deck, and there's this place, like this parking lot. So I was like trying to skate for a little bit. I really wasn't doing anything. And I tried to like ollie off of this little curb, and ended up like turning my ankle down. And I heard like this cracking, scraping sound coming out of my leg. It was like, as it bent, and I was like, oh my god, tell me that didn't just break. And I was in the worst pain, like, for like 5 minutes. I was just like almost screaming. It hurt so bad, and I was like, So it turns out, I go back home, it swells up that night, it hurts even worse, and I like wanted to go to the emergency room to get x-rays. Go to emergency room, and they say I have a broken foot, so I have a cast on my foot now, and crutches. And I'm a little medicated right now as well, but I was told to be quiet, so I'm talking too loud again, they're telling me. But that's about it. We play on Wednesday against Montreal. I wanted to go to that game bad. It's at home, and I have off, but well. Hopefully I'll get to you after that or later this week, and hopefully everyone had a good Christmas. And also visit toxictuna.net. I'm putting my RSS feed link on there if anybody wants to just take it off of there. I'm like trying to do a couple of different things as well. All right, so long, and go Lightning.